Hi, this is Adrian from Wavelength. I'm here with Lisbeth Pine-Franson, Senior Vice President of Human Resource of People and Strategy for Grundfos, the world's leading water pump company. Lisbeth, could you just talk to us about the project, the DNA project that you've gone through to refresh and revitalize the Grundfos values in this global company? It employs 17,000 people around the world now.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I can. Well, as we are growing and globalizing, we have to ask ourselves, how do we make sure that we still that we're still one company, that we keep our distinct identity, and that we take care of this culture that have brought us so much success in the past? How do we make sure that we still in the future live our values throughout Grundfos? We have a very ambitious vision for Grundfos, implying a lot of growth and new business areas and so on. So everything becomes more complex, and we need to make sure that we are still one company with one culture and
one identity. So what was the first stage, having come to that conclusion, what was the first thing that you did to get to look at your values?
The first thing we did was actually to look into what is our values in reality today. Mm-hmm. We had corporate values, but did we live them? So we made an analysis of that, collected a lot of interviews, material, whatever, got some anthropologists to analyze the material, and it got to the conclusion that, yes, we have some very strong values in Grundfos, but we also have some question marks. So we decided to revitalize the values. We decided to dig into our core, the core of the intention of the original values to rephrase it, to sharpen it, to make it more to the point in terms of modern language.
Okay. And you said you got together a core team of people in the initial phase of that. Who were those
people?
Yeah,
we did, but the work about the rephrasing of, of the value statements was actually done in a group of 17, the top 17 people in Grundfos. Right. So it was group management and the 12 below group management. Okay. We sat together for hours and days and nights and discussed every single words in our values and everything, a single meaning of the different words and so on.
Having come up with then the sort of the new expressions, what did you then do to get enrollment amongst the organisation?
Well, first of all, we made a draft. And we wanted to validate this draft towards all the different cultures and all the different functions and kinds of people we have in Grundfos. So we engaged 184 people from 16 different Grundfos sites around the world in workshops, asking them to give us feedback on the new value statements. What does that mean to you? How do you see that in real life, in your daily work, and so on? And we got a lot of valuable feedback that led to us reducing the number of values from 8 to 6, and expressing the same content in 6 values instead of 8 before.
Fantastic.
Among other things, and then we made a very comprehensive rollout plan.
Okay.
Starting with the general managers, 80 people, and the two very important components of this rollout plan is actually one, a discussion of dilemmas in our daily life, very difficult decisions to make and very difficult cases. We discuss it and relate to the values and find conclusions and relate it to, base it on the values. That's one part. The other part is to get everybody in Grundfos, all 17,000 employees around the world, to tell their own personal stories about how they perceive the values in action. So we created a value site on the web.
A website, exactly.
And so the second part of the workshop that is rolled out throughout the whole organization is that we ask people to record stories at the workshops and upload it immediately on the site.
Fantastic.
And so far we have 600 and something stories on the site, having so far engaged 600 leaders in this rollout.
Brilliant. We're nearly out of time. Thank you so much. It's a really concise overview of your brilliant DNA project.